We're going.
We're going now.
Okay. We'll leave you home.
So, welcome to the podcast. We are brought to you by no one. I'm Rudy. I'm here with Raymond. With Ray. What's going on, dude?
How you doing?
What's going on with you?
Same old shit, man. How long has it been since our last podcast?
Like, well, on the video. Oh. The first one that we did, the Operation Orion, that never took off. It feels like it was 6 months ago.
Oh, the one that Andrew came up with?
Yeah.
The baby?
Yeah. Andrew's baby.
Fuck you, Andrew. I'm just kidding.
Today we had something go down on the day that we were supposed to do our podcast. Today, there was a massive bombing in Boston at a marathon.
It's weird, huh? It's like we get that topic for today, just thrown right at us.
I know. I don't want to feel like we're exploiting it.
Nah, dude, like I told you before, like all these other podcast fuckers, like experiencing that feel like we're on it already and shit.
Today was the first day that it happened. We don't know what the hell, who did it, why. We don't know if it's domestic or international. Some foreigner did it.
That's a downer.
That is a downer. It's a big fucking downer, dude.
Let's
start over. It sucks. Oh, there's Vanessa. So you guys are listening, you don't know where that voice came from. Because podcast voices just pop up in the middle of podcast.
Say hi, Vanessa.
Let's have Irene.
We got Irene here. Yeah. My wife, who just is here, just to smoke.
Just to smoke and drink.
Smoke cigarettes and just go on Drop Dead Gorgeous in about 5 minutes.
What's Drop Dead Gorgeous about?
Oh my gosh, it's about a beauty pageant.
It's about a beauty pageant?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense according to its name.
If somebody hasn't watched or seen that movie,
they're in like a small Canadian town.
What do you have your hand over your mouth?
I don't know.
Small Canadian town.
And they're trying to make it to...
So in what timeline?
It's modern, right?
Yeah, it's modern.
But it's old.
Yeah.
Modern little.
It was early 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not much has changed, I would say.
No, probably not. Anyway, they're trying to compete in the beauty pageant. And Will Sasso's in it, and he's hilarious.
Well, like, okay, each of the girls, they start dropping dead. Like, one of them, the light or something falls under them. And then, I don't know what happens to the rest of them. I haven't seen them in a long time.
That's what it is.
But basically, they all start.
That sounds like a movie that I wanted to watch called Jawbreaker.
I haven't seen Jawbreaker?
No, I've been wanting to watch that. Well, I always wanted to watch that.
I used to like it, and then I watched it again, and I was like, God, that was stupid.
But it's supposed to be stupid, like that, like, kind of like, Scream, I guess.
That's what,
I don't know if Scream's supposed to be stupid, it just is.
Rose McGowan?
Yeah. I like her in that movie.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen it?
What's that movie about?
It's about these high school girls that kidnap one of their friends. And they stick her in the back of a car, but it's supposed to be for her birthday. It's
like
a joke.
Yeah.
And to shut her up, they shoved a Jawbreaker in her mouth. And when they opened the trunk, she had the Jawbreaker in her throat. But it's
I thought it was about like, Urban Legend.
Big one.
Is it?
No, I'm talking about Urban Legend.
Which one's the one about Urban Legend?
Urban Legend?
It's called Urban Legend? Did it come out around the same time?
Yeah, I think it's called Urban Legends. It has Rebecca Gayheart. That chick with the big ass eyes.
Like chibi eyes and shit?
The humongo eyes.
Is she a brunette? I imagine her to be a brunette. So you guys are gonna watch Drop Dead?
Of course.
And when did that come out? Recently too, or?
It's not early 2000, maybe even the 90s.
And how does that make you feel? I'm just kidding.
Old? Was it in the late 90s or early 90s? It
seems kind
of late. Isn't it after
2000?
Okay.
It doesn't seem like
that old.
One year.
Drop Dead, Jawbreaker came out.
Can you hear it?
in 1999.
Jawbreaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know my date. I know what year it is.
Urban Legend came out in 2000.
Man,
the year apart.
What the fuck? Oh my god. How did I...
What were you doing back in 2000?
I was 15.
Jacking off?
Okay. I was 15.
Okay.
I was failing out of high school. And, coming up with the decision to go to Job Corps.
Job Corps, yeah.
Drop Dead Gorgeous, 1999.
I'm
as well.
I was 10. Like, I guess
5th
grade?
You're 10! You have to be 11.
Like 4th grade.
11-teen.
4th grade?
You have to be 11.
Why did I have to be 11?
We're like 3.5 years apart.
I feel like I was 10.
No?
Yeah.
I was 8.
We weren't talking about 99, we're talking about 2000, right?
Well, maybe I was 11.
If we're talking about 99, I was 14.
Okay, well, I was in 6th grade, whatever.
What's the biggest thing you remember from, like, that, doing that?
Listening to Korn.
And vocational?
Huh?
Not vocational. Isn't that the same thing, Job Corps, vocational
school? Well, no, I was at Burgess. I was a freshman in 99. So,
what high school would you have graduated?
Or in 99, I was graduating from Ross Middle School. I would have graduated from Burgess. But
at the Job Corps, like, they teach you a trade, don't they? Like,
yeah.
What did you...
Food service. It was food service.
Then when did you get into this old mechanic?
After I got out of Job Corps, I went to community college. I was 16 when I started college. And I right away went into the automotive program.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then so I was like, this sucks. And then I was talking to one of my mom's friends. Her husband's like, you should go to Western Tech. I went there. I was like, okay. And then I signed my life away to Western Tech.
I wanted to say that in 5th grade, I was teaching
me Miss
Vicky.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
She's awesome, too. So. You guys remember, like, going on nature walk?
No.
We were like the only kids that did it, like in 5th grade.
Oh, would you just walk around the school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were called. But like in the middle of class, it's just for no reason.
You guys wouldn't have like luau's and shit? Would it like fill up a little area of water? Have this like Hawaiian fucking little party?
Would you swim?
No, that fucking water was all dirty.
Yeah.
No, they would do little carnivals and like you would rent like
station
stuff and like have people pay tickets.
I remember I had like these tickets and there was like a wedding booth where you can like you pay like 2 tickets and you get like this crappy little ring and then like if you can find a girl to like marry you, you go take her over there and you guys are married. For the day.
Did you?
That sounds like a dumb move.
Yeah.
Did you marry someone?
Yeah, I did. Who? I think it was my best friend's sister.
What?
Yeah.
Pinche culo.
Where is she now? What happened to you guys' marriage?
It fell apart. I moved to Job Corps. I'm just kidding. And alcoholism was involved.
You drank a lot.
And we lost the house.
I'm just kidding.
You did good. I felt like that was really weird. And then me and her brother, which was my best friend at the time, and some other dudes that we would hang out with, there was like karaoke. So I'm like making them do karaoke with me. And the fucking song I picked was Rock Around the Clock. Like it was a song from the 50s. No.
Oh, man.
It was bad, dude, because we were like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then like the karaoke guy, the karaoke DJ, was like, come on guys, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Like, he's like singing with us, like trying to get us into it. And I don't know.
And then you became a bass.
It was terrible.
No, you
and then I became a bass.
No, you played guitar.
I played guitar, yeah.
The first time I did
a year later,
like in high school, or maybe middle school, my mom took me to like her restaurant's Christmas party. When I used to have them all like badass, like they'd get karaoke people and have people cater and stuff.
Oh yeah?
Or do potlucks. And it was a time when like Britney Spears was really popular, so I did Baby One More Time. It's so embarrassing.
It made Baby One More Time. Were you embarrassed at the time, or just later looking back at it?
No, like after I was getting my name called up, I was like, holy shit, why am I doing this? Like, I'm like the youngest person there.
Did you like other people? Like, did you? You thought it was gonna be fun, like you saw the two probably fun.
Yeah.
How old were you again?
Probably middle school, probably like 11.
Were you like the youngest person?
Yeah, I was the youngest person. Like nobody took their kids. I don't know why my mom took me.
Yeah, she's a good mom.
Another one too, waiting for you.
It was fun though. Everybody like cheered and stuff. But the guy before me, he like did a that song, tequila.
That's the only thing they have to say.
Yeah, that's the only word. So I was like, man, I wish I did that song.
What? Whack. So then how was your performance?
It sucked. I was so scared. I was just like, baby. Like, he even raised the music of the other person, like the person singing.
So wasn't Britney singing it?
No.
Or somebody else?
They can't do that in karaoke.
Yeah, they can.
No, it has to be somebody else.
No, they can raise the volume of the vocal track. There's a vocal track, like, if you suck, they'll blend you
with the singer. Did.
But it's not a...
But it wasn't...
It wasn't Britney Spears, though. It was, like, some other pre-recorded lady.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Kind of weird. When did you carry over?
I guess the first time I went to Chelsea Street Club.
Yeah.
I can't even hear you.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You're still doing
it. Have you seen Pitch Perfect?
Yeah,
I'm not
Vanessa made me watch it.
You liked it though.
Oh, she's like, oh
yeah. You can't tell what she's
saying. I remember that movie, but yeah, it just feels pretty good. When did it come out? I'm just kidding.
Last year.
Nice.
Really?
This year?
This year?
No, last year.
It was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. So I went to see it and then, like, I rented it on TV.
You rented it on TV? In your house, huh? No, on the Xbox? No, she does it at her dad's house. They have satellite.
I mean, no, we have dish.
Fuckers. Dish is satellite.
Well, I don't know.
Dish Network or DirecTV?
No, Dish Network.
Okay, so yeah. They refer to Fish Network as
Fish. Is it DirecTV satellite?
I think so.
I remember working there and like, oh, a dish. Yeah, oh, a dish. I chose Dish over DirecTV. Did I ever get to say that?
You work on Dish Network?
Yes.
It's way better.
Customers, I'm just telling you what customers are telling me. That's how they knew the company.
As Dish?
Calling it Dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I get it.
I'm sorry.
I call it Dish.
DirecTV or Dish Network?
I think Dish Network.
I feel like it's weird that you guys are saying Dish.
You know how Q-tip? I was talking about this earlier with Vanessa, but she didn't understand.
Q-tip the rubber?
Like, you know how Q-tip now? You know how the Q-tip brand? Like, now you just call any generic brand Q-tip? Yeah. And there's other examples of that. Like,
brands like Equate or.
I guess like Armor All or like.
Armor All Q-tips?
No, like if it's any wax. It's like any wax, but someone's like, oh, pass me that
the shit that you shine your vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's shiny, so what the fuck would you put that in your ears, though?
No, you're not putting it in your ears.
Armor All Q-tips.
No, there's not. Like, in other words, when the brand name becomes, like, the de facto
fucking...
Oh, like Kleenex.
Yeah, like Kleenex, yeah.
And you just call all Kleenexes
Armor All.
Yeah,
made by Armor All.
I don't know why they're making Armor All Kleenexes, but...
And then Q-tips are cut, so...
Yeah.
And they're fucking bad for you, man. I used to use Q-tips.
They're bad. I used them for years. Yeah. I got a Q-tip stuck in my ear one time.
Dude!
I had to go to the hospital. Yeah, I couldn't get it out with tweezers or anything. I had to go to the hospital. It was just the cotton. It was just the cotton that got stuck in there.
Okay.
I pulled the stick out. I pulled the stick out, and the cotton wasn't there anymore. And I was like, what the fuck?
Did you say what the fuck?
Yeah.
How old are you?
This happened to me in like when I was like 21 or something.
That recent?
Yeah. Well, it's not that recent anymore.
How old are you? 27,
yeah.
Okay.
28 this year.
God damn it.
Your mom take you? Was she pissed? Well, actually, was she pissed at you for fucking?
I think my mom did take me.
Fucking tweezers, and you're getting this fucking ass.
She was just like, she couldn't believe it. Like, we couldn't get it out with tweezers or anything. And she's like, well, what do you want to do? You want to wait until tomorrow and see if it can
out? You
want
to wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
You know, it was the cotton that was stuck in
there.
Because
he said it right now. It pulled up
thick. I thought he was all freaking out.
Did they let you keep the shit when they took it out?
No. They took it out. The fucking doctor, too, he was all corny as hell. Because he was like, let me tell you, you're never supposed to stick anything smaller than an ice pick in your ear.
Okay.
I thought it was like a baking stick.
I thought it was like an elbow.
Yeah, people say different shit, but like, I'm like, what do you mean? And then I was like, oh, so nothing? And he's like, that's right. I'm like,
fucking
thanks, doctor.
Come on, asshole.
They took it out like in fucking 5 minutes. Like, I sit there longer waiting.
Yeah.
And then the bill was like, I don't know how many thousands of dollars. Like, fuck this shit.
My sister had
I got that Q-tip money.
When she was little, she would put batteries up her nose, and she had one like. They, my mom found out because like she would get nosebleeds, and they were black. And like they smelled a lot, so they took her to the ER, and yeah, there's a battery up her nose.
Black because of the like, you know, the Duracell, they're like black because of like the little paint that they put on there.
Or rust? I don't know what.
Alcohol? Really? I don't know.
Black? I don't know.
Or like maybe like a chemical reaction took place. Okay, as my partner makes fake typing noises on the computer, I'm gonna Google battery up nose.
So Armor All was
blood black. Yeah.
Didn't
I'm sorry?
Armor All makes Q-tips?
No.
Are you sure? Remember I was fucking cleaning my ears with the Q-tip that one time? And I fucking, like, I was in the process of printing it, and
you
I fucking smacked myself on the door. Fucking.
Ah.
Oh, that pain, man. That fucking hurt. That shit hurt bad. It hurt me for like 3 days.
Do you feel like you're deaf because of your drumming? Do you feel like you could still
hear
pretty well?
No, I have a constant ringing. Like, if everything's quiet in the room, the ringing is all.
Damn, are you serious?
Oh, wow.
And with my left ear, if I sleep on it and something's covering it, all the, I guess the rhythms, it's like, you know when your subwoofer is broken, you can tell when it's, because it makes that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it does. Like, if you start talking, it'll start matching what you're saying.
Like,
you're
the buzzing?
Like, yeah,
like kind of like the way the snare drum.
Yeah, if you say hey, it'll go hey. And then you start talking, it'll start moving like that. Like,
hey!
What if you get no, it's only if I'm laying down.
It's not that clear, is it? Like a double voice?
What are you talking about?
Like an echo in your ear?
No, it's like a.
It's just like a vibration,
like
a right?
Muffled. Like each like pitch in your voice.
Yeah.
You don't hear me complain in the morning sometimes when I'm sleeping? Like, it goes my fucking ear.
You turn around
and
you're like, ah, and then you turn it out.
Yeah, because
it's noisy, though.
When you have a TV on.
You have to, like, fade him out. If he goes to sleep before me, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Why?
That happens all the time.
Oh, because we're snoring and shit.
Oh, I snore a lot. I fall asleep so fast?
Yeah, you're like, I want to sleep now. And you start snoring seconds later.
Oh, I wish I could fucking do that, man. Oh, man. I wish I could fall asleep fast, man.
But then you're like at 10 o'clock at night, and then there's no coffee.
I don't do that anymore.
I feel like I don't sleep through the night, though. Like, I should probably get that fucking
sleep apnea machine.
Yeah. That way we won't die.
My dad has one.
Yeah.
My mom says it's super loud.
I've been with a chick that had that before. I'm like, we went on a trip, and like, it was weird, dude.
Oh, hold on, I'm going to bed. Tell me the trip. Tell me what happened.
Like, it's just like sleeping with Darth Vader. But it's like.
No, I have to tell me what happened.
Oh, I heard, tell me the truth.
Tell me what happened. That chick that took me to Phoenix.
Yeah, I know. But that's funny, she like took it with her.
Well, she had to, because that's the only way she could sleep.
Yeah. My mom was supposed to be using it, but she doesn't even use it anymore.
Are you done? If you want to take another whip.
Was she ever like overweight when she had to use it? Because that's when you have to use it.
But she has sleep apnea.
Because most people that have sleep apnea, it's because of their weight.
But not everybody.
And some people, it's like the shape of their, like, tonsils. It blocks.
To do with your tonsils.
It blocks air.
Here, let me look it up.
What are they called? The adenoids?
You're an adenoid.
Where if you snort, sometimes they'll burn them out. Yeah. To take the health.
That's gross.
I don't know.
Or burn them shed or something like that. But what they wanted to do
to do that.
Did
they want to
use
the balloons in there?
They wanted to burn out his adenoids and remove his tonsils. Vader would snore so loud.
And he doesn't anymore?
Not.
No?
A little sometimes, but not.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what the fuck. What did he do? What did he do?
Allergies.
Oh, that's right.
But if you put Zane and Vader together and they're asleep, they snore and they face the same way exactly. Uh-huh. Where they just have to like turn their heads or like adjust their bodies. So I stop.
Is that why you punch me and hit me? I know when the fuck you do that.
Dude, in Job Corps, I would always snore loud. So like in Job Corps, you have roommates there.
Yeah.
It's always like three people per room or two, or mostly three. I would always wake up with like the pillow over my face.
Fucking day, like, oh my god.
They're trying to smother you.
Yeah. One time I woke up with like mustard and ketchup all over my face. And then so the residential advisor came in to wake us up for the morning. And then he's like, Fossio, are you okay? And I just woke up and I didn't know anything. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And then he's like, did you get sick during the night? Please. And I'm like, no. He's like, alright, well, wake up, guys. And then he left. And I go to the mirror, to the bathroom, and I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck you guys.
Yeah, mustard. If those fuckers come in here and swarm in, we're fucked. Because that was DHS.
Yeah.
Department of Homeland Security.
There was a plane flying over there.
Fucking helicopter. These fuckers are gonna rappel down right now.
Oh,
we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, we're gonna get into some crazy Boston shit.
You left that recording?
And some more political shit. And then we're gonna switch gears to some comedy. We'll be right back on the Unnameable Podcast.
That was still recording.
We're back! And anyway, for you guys who wanted to know about the batteries, I looked it up. It says most batteries pass through the body and are eliminated in the stool. However, sometimes batteries get hung up, and those are the ones that cause problems.
Hung up.
Actually,
what?
An electrical current can form around the outside of the battery, uh-huh. Generating hydroxide via alkaline chemicals, and it causes a tissue burn. So the acid can actually fuck you up. It's weird, right?
Is there any good acid like floating around? Because I've never heard of like anybody experiencing like acid lately.
The drawer? Mm-hmm. Fucking. I think it's an outdated
drug. Like I don't know.
Nobody that I know.
Fucking like.
Nobody that I know of
good
has that stuff.
Fucking acid. No.
I've never heard anybody say that they've done acid. And I'm 28. I'm gonna be 28 in August. I'm 27. But
Dude, that shit was abundant back in the late 90s, at least for me.
Acid?
Yeah, I mean, like, you could get acid, like,
LSD?
For every, like,
other
three dudes you ask?
For every three dudes?
Get one.
Random dudes. Random. Not even drug dealers.
Yeah, well, yeah, that knew somebody or knew where to get it or has personally done it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I don't know. And aside from them, also getting pregnant at the same time, because, you know, when I went to school back in the day, that's what, like, acid and, well, weed smoking and pregnancy. Yeah. All three at the same time.
That's hardcore.
Yeah? Full fisting action. Yeah? With a boxing glove on. No?
Too much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright. Shit, bro. You and your creeper ass shit.
What about, like, other stuff? Like mushrooms. Was that in abundance back then?
No! Surprisingly not. And then, like, after, like, the 2001, 2002, that's when I started noticing that, when, like, people were doing a lot more mushrooms and shit. What do you mean, You looking at mushrooms?
No.
I heard on Joe Rogan the other day, like, he talked about how, like, mushrooms are, like, closely related to, like, humans. Did you hear about that? When he talked
about
mushrooms, we're like, I don't know how the fuck, though.
But they're, like, closely related to, like, DNA?
I don't know. And DNA? I don't know. Are you looking at
mushrooms related to humans? If you do not like the fact that we Google stuff during the podcast, you're not going to like this podcast. But if you like to learn about facts that nobody gives a shit about, well, get the right place, motherfucker.
So does this mean that we...
Okay, check it out.
Okay.
You may have heard from the internet or from someone making idle conversation at a cocktail party that mushrooms are more like humans than they are like plants.
Okay.
What does that even mean? We'll work it out for you.
Ooh.
Us, the Unnameable Unnamed Podcast.
Were you reading that or did you...
Yeah, I was reading that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why? It sounded very conversational.
It sounded like you, like, memorized it in your head.
I wish. I mean, yes, I did. And here I go. Again. Let's see.
Blah, blah, blah. I know this fucker's gonna creep up on me now.
For the de-aging thing.
Oh, man.
It's weird, dude.
What's going on?
I can't.
Did they redirect it to your house?
It's a long fucking... Okay, here we go. There are genetic and biological reasons for us to be more closely related to nearly everything than we previously thought. It was originally thought that land-based life forms came from the many different types of algae floating around the sea. This sucks. I don't know. Too long.
If somebody were to, like, listen to this and, like, try to Google that as soon as you, like, name the topic, then they would have found a lot faster. No?
Yeah. That's why we were gonna edit it.
Why? Why the fuck do you wanna edit the show? I thought you'd keep it raw, man. That's what you said.
Keep it raw like this.
Okay, whatever, man.
We evolved from a single-celled being from ancient microbes. I don't know why, dude. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know why what?
You look at a bitch.
Oh, mushrooms?
It's too long, yeah. Why they're closer to humans.
Hey, what the fuck?
What?
I just heard it on Joe Rogan, man. If he said it, man, it must be fucking...
There's lots of articles that suggest that. If you just Google any of them, like, it'll come up.
Yeah?
This is a good time to edit it. Yeah. We didn't have time to read the whole paragraph.
Hey, let it fucking roll, dude. That's what we're here. This is raw. I'm gonna edit that shit.
Well, anyway, yeah. There's lots of fucking shit to suggest.
So I'm gonna go fucking find it for yourself. Or fucking listen to Joe Rogan.
It's a good podcast.
I don't know what episode it's on.
That makes us a really good podcast. Hey. If you wanna know what we're talking about, listen to this other podcast. Not us.
They stop downloading. Mid-download.
They download it to the recycle bin. That's Rob's joke. I gotta give him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or to you. I don't know.
Hey, man, we're gonna have those guys. Yeah.
We're supposed to have Rob, but he has to go to work.
What about Tia? He has his day off.
Is it today?
Yeah, he's gonna call his ass right now and come over and set a fucking...
I know, yesterday was his day off.
Watching Netflix and shit, browsing the instant queue. I don't know for what.
Dude,
what?
Is this Boston thing the next 9/11?
What do you mean, as far as, like, implementing new executive orders soon after, or taking away your...
Before we get that far, let's just say in terms of a big terrorist act on the mainland.
Well, yeah, big terrorist
act. I mean, but you got... Pearl Harbor could be considered, like, a terrorist attack, because we weren't officially part of the war when that happened, were we?
Fuck no.
Like,
they were just provoking it.
You could have just as easily called that... I mean, unless we're wrong, but I think we're right.
So what you're trying to say is this incident, is it going to, like, add to, like, more of our freedoms being taken away, or is it just reflective of the 9/11? I mean, like, just the magnitude, because, you know, knocking down two buildings and shit,
well,
or three.
Like I was saying, you have Pearl Harbor, you have fucking 9/11. And then now we have, is this going to be among the ranks of those giant catastrophes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Because, don't forget, like, the Olympics, like, there was, like, was that big?
Well, you're talking about, you said our history, I mean, our...
Yeah.
I mean...
I guess I consider...
I mean, I'm just trying to say, like, which bombings in the Olympics, like, which... The ones in Germany and Munich, because there were some bombings, but they took.
I guess I'm correlating them because there was like Americans there. Like, I guess that's in a different category. Because I did say in the mainland. So.
Is it gonna be as big as all the terrorist acts here on
U.S.
soil?
U.S. soil, yeah.
Yeah, it will. But you won't see a lot of people coming together and like being extra cool.
Well, actually, I've been following this thing on Reddit, and there's a lot of people that are donating money, that are giving people, strangers, rides. There's, like, a lot of restaurants that opened up, and, like, they're offering to charge people's cell phones.
Because of the bombing?
And, like, yeah, because of the bombing.
What bombing? We're talking about the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
Recently? So they're already opening up new restaurants today.
No! Restaurants... No, because you said you didn't think people were going to come together like they did in 9/11.
Yeah.
But in Boston, there's like restaurants that are like,
you want a hug?
They're like, hey, like, let me charge, we'll charge your phone, like, we'll give you cups of coffee, like, people are coming together.
Well, yeah, because I just think people just don't have time to be fucking dickheads anymore, man.
Dude, that's the second time it's been in the East Coast, too.
Is it because of all the fucking weed smoking is that they're, like, allowing in certain cities, states, or whatever? Because, you know, there's a lot of states now fighting for that shit, so people are... I'm just being dumb. Maybe it's not because of fucking smoking. Maybe it's just they're tired of being fucking... such in a bad fucking downer, like, state of mind and shit, you know?
Oh, you think, like, states are changing? Like,
mind
like Washington?
Like, no, I'm not dumb. I'm talking about, like, your state of mind, like...
Oh, right now?
Like, I'm not talking about the whole states passing marijuana, like, these laws or...
What are you talking about? Like, right?
Okay. You're talking about if, let's go back.
All right.
People are going to be more open and caring.
Yeah.
Post 9/11 and now post...
Right.
Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah. They'll probably generate the same kind of...
No, but you're already saying that you read it on Reddit.
Yes, I did read it on Reddit.
People are becoming more, like...
That people are offering strangers rides wherever they need to go. People are, like, helping each other out, like...
Okay. No, I think people are going to become more cool now because of these bombings. I mean, they'll become more, like, precautious about big events. But anyway.
You know what?
What?
It even happened on a technological scale.
You're a technological scale. Cool.
Where it says... Let me find this really quick.
You chinky-eyed motherfucker. No offense, Billy. <Bueller.
laughs> No offense to the Orient.
Or Oriental people. Or Asian, whatever.
Okay. Fucking
what?
Dude, you're already getting a gray hair? Or you have...
Oh, I've had some, yeah.
Dude, I'm right there with you, man. Fuck. Check it out. It already happened on a technology.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna paint your shit or just let your shit grow gray?
I'm gonna let my shit fucking just go gray, man.
You're gonna let it go gray?
I'm not gonna try to fucking hide it. Why are you gonna try to hide it for? Hey, man, that's it. It's fucking over.
Just roll with it? Like, what about if you were going bald, hypothetically? Would you just roll with it, too? Or would you try to, like...
Well, I shave my head already.
You just shave it, like... You wouldn't even go, like, downgrade from, like, a lower haircut, like, until it gets to the point where all you do is get fades. Yeah, like... Yeah, like, let's say you started getting fades.
No, you don't want to get fades, dude. What if you're going to be like a monkey, like,
Dude. Look, no offense, El Paso, but I don't like it. Through, like, monkey.
I don't like it either.
Douchebag.
Neither, motherfucker.
No, every time I go there, bro, the vibe's just douchey, man.
It is, dude.
Okay. As far as, like, just let your hair fucking go gray, dude. What the fuck are you gonna try to fight? You barely noticed right now?
Like, it's, well, because of the way the light's pointing at your ass right now.
How much? Is it a lot?
I can only see one currently.
Really?
Yes.
So it's pretty good so far?
Yeah, you're doing alright. Okay. Stripe.
Because I pulled out one earlier today.
Remember the gremlins? Remember that? The one gremlin that was...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm not... That's for reference.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about Gargoyles.
Never seen that one.
Gargoyles, the animated series.
Oh, the animated one. Yeah, I remember that shit. Remember these shows, Batman? Batman was cool watching the animated series back in the day. You ever seen that Batman animated
series? Yeah, dude. With Clayface?
Oh, the stories are great, dude.
I love Clayface.
Animation
is there another beer?
Yeah, dude. It's right here. Look, there's a shock top.
Yeah, get that. I'll take that.
Here you go.
Thank you, sir.
How about if I trade you? Can I hit that cigarette real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because my shit's burning.
So... Back to the quest. And yes, people, we're still talking about the Boston thing, but now...
I'm talking about the gray hair thing.
We are talking about the gray hair thing.
Okay, but, Boston's are going to be like... Because weren't they, like, dickheads, like, before, though? Like, told me, like, dude, from Boston, like, what's your name? You a cult?
Wait a minute.
My whole departed.
I want to explore this gray hair thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
Hey. Buy me a little bread.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I think I might. Nah, it's a parody of it.
Yeah. Okay. Alright.
Okay, look. I don't think that I'll be able to just let it go over. Hey, dude, like, I think I'll
you're gonna make every attempt possible.
I'll probably dye it.
More. Oh. Dye it?
Black, yeah.
That would bring. Oh. I heard dye it. Like a D-I-E.
Oh,
like, really?
I should dye it. It'll stop my gray hairs. I'm going.
I read once a juicer. Or, like, a really good ass fucking.
That's good,
dude. I don't know what.
You wouldn't dye your hair?
Black?
That's black,
no.
Lots of people do, right?
What, just go with it and just.
No, lots of people dye their hair, I feel like. This whole industry.
Shame, man.
Yeah. What about going bald? Like, what do you think? I have a friend that I work with.
Going bald?
Sure. And he's, like, always telling me, like, oh, don't worry, Reed. Like,
I'm fucking going bald and shit.
But I told him, ah, dude, I'm fucking...
Just don't hang in there.
And I'll be like, man, I'm too fucking fat, dude. Like, you can't fucking...
And
he'll be like, I'm going bald. But, like, he's not trying to make me feel better. Like, he even forgets about my problem, and he just starts ranting on and on about, like, how he's going bald. And, like, he's like... So, dude, you think I like wearing caps all the time? You think I like getting fades all the time? Like, that, okay.
Do you think because of wearing caps too much, you fucking go bald?
That's what people say, like, if it is a myth, like, if you have your hair wet and you wear a baseball cap, like, supposedly it'll fall off, or...
It'll fall off, okay.
I also heard people say if you don't dry your hair before you go to sleep.
So dry your hair before you go to sleep? Okay.
Yeah, that, to make sure not to... But these are just myths, so... I don't see why that would be real.
I don't know, man.
Myths are funny, right? Where do you think myths come from? Like, you think there's, like,
from Mythbusters.
Stuff behind it.
Shut up. You know, they got a whole bunch of shit.
They do. They're running out. They started running out of myths. But you think there's like truth behind them, or like some kind of superstition, like that's rooted in reality?
Yeah, there's truth in fiction. Like fiction. Truth in fiction.
It's weird. That's an oxymoron.
But
that's the universe looking at itself.
Yeah, through a wormhole. Looking through a wormhole, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro? Where are you? I just lost my train of thought.
Well,
what were we talking about?
We should probably go back to the Boston thing. That's alright, listeners. Go on the journey with us. Let the listeners enjoy the journey with us.
Fine, dude. I'm fucking on that spaceship right now, man. I'll tell you that much.
Well, in Wake Up, we were talking about the Boston situation.
The Celtics or...
Yeah, you know what it's going to be. But,
yeah, I think
even on a technological standpoint,
cigarette.
They already started, like, Google has a new thing called Google Person Finder.
Yeah.
And it started today because people
couldn't
find their loved ones. And they were using a Google document, right? Mm-hmm. But Google Documents, and it was independent of Google. Somebody posted it up. They had a good idea, and I'm like, this could help find people. It's a Google document they created, and it lists people that are misplaced and where they are, or like people that are posting, like, have you seen my son, or like shit
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so, what happens with a Google document, though...
You're putting a fucking photograph on the back of the mail curtain and shit.
Yeah, it's over, dude.
Okay.
Now we have instantaneous shit, dude. But, that's the beauty of technology, and that's our second form of communication, our second level. Yeah. What is that called?
Cell phones?
No. No, the whole Michio Kaku thing. It's like a second class... world or whatever.
Is it the type civilization?
Isn't that like type 2 civilization, like the internet?
I heard that we haven't even hit type 1 yet, according to him. I mean,
or maybe he said it's a type 1 kind. We're at 0, right?
Yeah, we're at 0.
We might as well be like apes and shit. And this is a good tangent to be on, but I wanted to finish explaining this shit.
Now you can go look up that shit from Michio Kaku. He just said it.
Yeah, it's...
I can swear you said it, we're like still at a 0.
Yeah. We'll go back to this. We'll revisit that topic
this
frequently in this podcast.
Smells like a fucking wet dog right now. No, and you know what? Because of the way that the shit's burning in there, that nasty shit in the fucking cigarette. You can't smell it?
Yeah.
No,
like salt
or my fucking eyebrow burning. You want it?
Dude, yeah.
Anyway,
in the wake.
Smelling like it.
In the wake. So. So what happens with the Google document is it hits a certain level where you can't put any more information in there. You're only allowed a certain amount of space.
But, so not to put a little argument on that, but there was talk today how the government shut the cell phone usage down, like just cut the whole...
That was a rumor.
Yeah.
That hasn't been... Allegedly.
Well, I'm actually
allegedly.
Seeing it here on the...
It's all about truth on the great unnamed, unnameable podcast.
I saw it right here on the Mail, the Daily Mail, UK. It's cell phone... See, as cell phones fail, that's where people search for their loved ones after the Boston Marathon bombing using Google Person Finder.
Yeah. And this is new, because when the documents reach a certain level, you can't post anymore. But someone at Google noticed that this was happening. So he unlocked access to it. He made it so that you can keep adding to it, like forever, you know. And then so like they thought it was such a good idea that now there's this thing called Google Person Finder. In wake of Boston explosion and clogged phone lines, Google rolls out a project called Person Finder. And then you can choose I'm looking for someone or I have information about someone. Now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to go on the site right now for one reason. Because if there's people trying to look for their loved ones right now on that service, I don't want to clog it up. You know what I mean? When a lot of people are on a website, the website goes down.
Yeah,
fucking YouTube this. We're not gonna go to the website. It should only be right now used for the people that are trying to use it legitimately. But yeah, it's something to think about.
Well, what I'm saying though is, they fucking cut off the cell phones in that area. How do you expect to use your phone? Like,
did the service providers actually do that? Is that confirmed? That would be a PR nightmare for them.
No, well, the military does it. They do it to places that they're gonna, you know, small little scale, like preemptive strikes. They'll cut the cell phones or whatever.
Do you think they did it because more bombs could be activated through the phone line?
Yeah, that's what people were saying too, that they were phone activated, fucking, yeah, typical, like, I have a fucking cell phone.
So that's like amateur shit, right? Some people are saying that it's amateur because they put ball bearings in the bombs instead of glass marble.
See, now I don't
know. Some people are saying that the fucking ball bearings do more damage anyway than the glass marbles. The only reason they use glass marbles is because it's not detectable by x-rays.
Yeah, because it's supposed to once hit and shreds you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a tactic that, you know, when they do it in IEDs,
basically
you put fucking shit inside the bomb.
I would compare getting hit by shrapnel like that to like getting hit by like a primitive bullet or like a buster bluss or whatever they're called, where they would just stick any random objects like rocks and shit, and then they would explode out of a gun with like gunpowder. Thunderbluss. Like the old German fucking shotgun.
Old fucking musky ass fucking...
That'd be the same thing, right? Getting hit by one of those or getting hit by shrapnel from a bomb?
I don't want
to get shot by... Not your fucking... I don't even want to get shot by a beanbag. I don't even want to get shot by a paintball gun, dude.
Huh?
People have died with those beanbags. Remember in Jackass when they get hit with that shit? That's hardcore.
Yeah, it was like... And cops used them, right? That's when you hear those stories broke out, because cops used them on some fucker and kind
of... And he died. Yeah.
That shit sucks, man. Well, in the wake of all this Boston, you know, news, and, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's too early to tell, man, to see what's really, like, factual.
That's right.
What's made up and shit.
At this point, it's just speculation.
I mean, there's probably shit to...
It's really bad timing for North Korea.
Why is that?
Because I could imagine Kim Jong-un being like, don't look at us. We didn't fucking pull that shit. Like, and speaking to that, let me give you some more information that I found out earlier today. You know that site 4chan?
No, what is it?
It's a website. It's like a website full of fucking internet trolls.
Yeah.
Like, if they hear this right now, they'll probably take down our fucking website.
That's the level of trollness that
you
fucking put through
the... Yeah. No, let me tell you the level of trollness. Let me tell you the fucking level of trollness, dude.
You tell me, bro. Explain to me what the fucking level of trollness is.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, fuck it. On 4chan, they're like, it's like a forum of people, right? So then somebody was putting, like, Reddit linked to it, because Reddit was like, look what these fuckers at 4chan are doing. Because Reddit's also a community like that, but we're not trolls. We're like, not most of us anyway. We're just like regular people.
So you consider yourself like a Reddit?
I'm a Redditor.
You're a Reddit on.
And like, guys from 4chan, like,
why? Because they're doing like a monthly subscription?
No, it's free.
So you sign up as one of their Redditons?
Redditors. Yeah. That just means that...
You can actually push it, like post it on.
Yeah. And it gets upvoted or downvoted.
But don't they like read it first? Like, oh, okay, we'll put it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put up there. Has it come up?
Yeah. I put my picture that I took with Cedric.
Oh.
I posted it up on the Mars Volta subreddit. And it became number one post on the Mars Volta subreddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Fucking A.
Anyway. Now that y'all know my Redditing account, if you go to Mars Volta. No, I'm no longer number one.
What bumped you out?
I don't I don't want them to know, Frey, because then they'll know what my Reddit account is.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, you don't want those fucking trolls.
You one listener that's listening to us, which is probably one of us.
Yeah.
Or our wives or girlfriends, anyway.
Or maybe...
Just kidding, listener, we know you. We know you're a good listener.
Yeah.
We love you. Anyway. So yeah, so Reddit posted like from 4chan, like, look what these fuckers from 4chan are doing, like, and it's like some guy who's like, hey, who are we gonna blame on this fucking Boston
bombing? Who are we gonna blame?
And then somebody was like, the Jews.
Oh, what a dude.
Like, and then somebody was like, the Mexicans.
The Mexicans.
And then somebody was like, no, the Jews. And then, so like 100 posts later, it's all like, somebody creates a fucking fake name. They create a Facebook page for it. They create a backstory that the
Jesus Christ.
That's fast. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're in their mom's basement.
Yeah, exactly. They create a fucking fake story, backstory, that the government found his manifestos online in a blog that he was going to do these bombings, but that they shut the website, and then it said in parentheses, that doesn't exist yet. And then he goes on to say that it was, like, blocked by the FBI, so that covers the tracks, like,
wow.
Just in the story alone. And then, like, they set all this shit up, dude, to try to, and they made a fictional character, and he was he was a North Korean living in America. Like, they wanted to blame it on North Korea. They wanted,
really?
They wanted, like, everyone, even the media, to believe that, like, that's how big of a troll that they are, that they would fucking start
a fucking war.
Yeah, dude.
Or possible, yeah.
No, not really, no, not risk it. That's what they want.
Ah, shit, there you go.
That's what the internet does, dude.
Yeah, I know. Bunch of fucking trolls that fucking don't want to come to their mom's basement and go find a fucking job and fucking...
But anyway, Reddit's not like that. Or our website.
Oh shit. Yeah. So bombing, dude. I mean, fuck. It's a fucked up scenario and it's a fucked up situation, but it's just gonna give another reason for our president to initiate something, you know.
Do you think it's gonna really do that? I mean, how much more of our liberties can they take away?
Well, maybe he should have fucking started promoting, trying to ban all bombs and shit in the US. Seeing as no. Wouldn't happen, right? Dumb.
Well, the public shouldn't have bombs anyway.
Yeah. I had read in a comment somewhere about the bombings in Boston, and the yield of the explosion could have been acted like as a diversion, or it like the yield. Is not in comparison to like some of the household like bombs that have been made and detonated. And I mean, it just not saying like in other words, you know, I can make a bomb in my own house that's fucking power, that's more, you know, more powerful than the ones that went off, you know, today.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even before reading that, I thought like, hey, you know what? These bombs aren't that, you know. Like heavily like an explosive, you know, and they're not.
Right.
You would think that, you know, you're gonna blow up something, not to be a dick, you know, and you're gonna go for more like theatrical, like a big explosion. These bombs weren't that big.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
what does that say?
Fucking, like,
does that say that it was done by like some fucking high school kids or some shit like that? Or does that mean this was done by some fucking religious nut? Or like, as opposed to like a legit terrorist organization,
it could have been a diversion, dude.
Okay, well let me tell you. Speaking of diversions, something that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about today. Also in Iraq, there were deadly bombings hitting Nasiriyah, Kirkuk, and Baghdad. 31 people have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than our. What do we have? Two, right? Two deaths. One of them was an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Bless his heart, man. But over there, 31 people died and 200 were wounded across Iraq. And those were just, like, little bombs, too. Why do you think that happened in the same day? Is that coincidence?
Mm-hmm. Little bonds.
Well, they're like, I don't know. These were more heavy duty. These were caused by 20 cars packed with explosives and 3 roadside bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're linked in any way? The Iraq bombings? Or do you think so much fucking bombs go off over there, it's just like another day for them?
Yeah, it could be that too. I mean, look how much time has passed and nobody really is. Until something really big happens, that's when people get behind the reason why we're over there. But as far as like people not giving a shit because it's, you know, it could be because it's so far away, it's not close to home, and it takes security and, like, or comfort, more so comfort in the fact that they're not around it, you know. So, oh, it's happening, don't worry about it, you know what, it's something that happens all the time over there, and, you know, and we're over here and nothing like that happens, and we're just, they're always killing each other, so, you know, fuck them or whatever. I mean, but if you put yourself in that situation, like, if you're getting bombed on by another country and accidentally or inadvertently, then what does that do to a person? You know, just living there and they can't get out of that situation. And just, it's a big deal when you're fucking in there experiencing all that shit day by day. It should always be like an awareness. You know, people should always have that in the back of their mind, knowing that, hey, it's fucked up over there too, just as much as, you know, it can be here. I mean, not that it is like that here, but
yeah.
I mean, look at the.
Do you think it could ever get like that here?
Like what? Oh, well, I don't know. Like,
that dangerous?
Yeah, you can, man. You never
even know. Even with our level of, like,
well, because they're not even
law enforcers, law enforcement agents.
Okay, I mean, that's in a conspiracy world too, because I've read a lot of articles, you know, talking about how it's gonna end up like that anyway, or more so like as far as being in prison-ass fucking country, you know, just putting you in jail for no apparent reason, took away your freedoms, your guns, or whatever. Anyway, look at like the Sandy Hook thing, man. I mean, shit, I don't know the full events. People were saying it was fake. It was, you know,
what was that for the people who don't know?
Sandy Hook, the elementary shooting in Connecticut. So, I mean, it's pretty much. Well, see, if people don't know, then wow, that's still a lot of it.
Yeah.
But look how quickly like the whole Sandy Hook vibe, like around just common talk at the office. You know, you didn't hear much about that after like a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Yeah,
even the mainstream media, the mainstream media.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? They didn't. But if you read today, there was members, the family of some family members from the Newtown, Connecticut, you know, Sandy Hook shooting, whatever. There was there present at the Boston Marathon. Did you see that? Did you read that?
Yeah,
some of the family members. I mean, don't call them. You can't find this. Probably, you know, the listeners could fucking find this.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, there's. Saying that they were there, you know, some of the family members. So what is that? Now then, the conspiracy nuts gonna be like, oh, what's the link? You know, what the fuck is really going on here? Why were they there? And they're gonna start, you know, whatever. But yeah, it was actually, I saw it in Yahoo, I believe, and I saw it in the Daily Mail website, the Drudge Report.
And they were actually making it a story that they were there.
Yeah, it was a hyperlink, man. It was in the news, and then the other fucking hyperlinks, you know, it had, it was like, oh.
How much tragedy does that family have to see? Yeah.
If you're one of those persons who believe it was fake, then you're gonna find ways of coming up with that own conclusion. But if you're the other person that believes it did happen, well,
because there was already conspiracy theories about that, wasn't there? What was the whole story again about that?
But Sandy Hook, that it was fake.
Yeah. I heard about that.
That they used Adam Lanza. The biggest thing that I heard early on, and I think there was a link on. Can
you
say Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, there was a link on there, like, not 2 days after the whole incident that, or maybe a day, I can't remember. Anyway, there was already a link, and it was already getting close to, like, 3 to 4 million hits already. It was a YouTube link with a guy narrating, saying, you know, he put everything together. It was fake, it was staged. They used Adam Lanza as a patsy. The parents were actors, some of the eyewitnesses were actors and whatnot.
To do what?
To, okay, first, okay,
were they covering up with death?
No, to implement the new gun restrictions on states now. To take more of your
freedom. Yeah.
That was the whole... Yeah, you get the fucking ball rolling by a big old wannabe or fat, or factual mass shooter or whatever. It really makes sense. But anyway.
You know what it would take to orchestrate that kind of ruse? You know?
What about the Gulf of Tonkin?
People talk, dude. Mm-hmm. People talk.
Yeah.
You know, you have people talk. Just listen to the frantic caller. See?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Should we listen to it right now?
You're gonna put that on right now?
Yeah.
Dude, that was fake as fuck, man.
You really think so?
Yeah.
You weren't so sure last time.
I know, it was cool in the beginning, but... no. The same guy actually called Coast to Coast, like, I don't know how many
What if it's not really him? What if it's some fucking bad boy? See? What if it was a troll, dude? What if it was another guy that was like, hey, watch this, and I'm gonna fucking, I'm gonna be the frantic caller now. And then he calls up,
I wanna say that, yeah, looking back on it, I think...
Dude,
both of them.
No, come on.
That's cool, man. Diving into that fucking conspiracy world. Is it gonna pick it up on the mic too?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Oh, shit.
I think it will.
Hey, man.
If it doesn't, I'll just insert it.
You insert it.
I'll insert it.
As he's looking at his monitor right now.
Yeah. It's starting. The video's starting. They're gonna talk any minute now.
And this is where again? Where can they find this?
On YouTube, under the Frantic Caller. By searching it. It says this is from the George Norrie show, right?
Yeah, George Norrie.
Coast to Coast. Somebody called in.
Old school.
Here it comes. Here it goes.
I don't have a whole lot of time. Let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not. Were you an employee or are you now?
I'm a former employee. I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country, and I don't know where to start. They're gonna triangulate on this position really, really soon.
You can't spend a lot of time on the phone, just so give us something quick.
Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now.
They're not doing anything.
They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Daddy.
It says the transmission is lost. In a minute, Art Bell comes back. And he talks about how he didn't know if that was real or not. And I also have queued up right here, part two. So let's see. Right?
Part two of what?
On September 11th, 1997, a man called into Art Bell's Coast to Coast radio show claiming he was a former worker from Area 51. On April 28th, 1998, 2 years later, the guy calls back and confesses. The following audio is the confession.
The Eastern Rockies, you're on air. Hi, this is Brian. Hi, Brian. Hello. You didn't disconnect me before, did you?
Yes, it does.
Were you on earlier tonight? No, not. Towards the end of the last hour, you said, Eastern Rockies, you're on the air, and your voice was immediately replaced by the operator saying, your party has not connected.
Well, see, as you can now tell, I don't screen calls, so what happened, obviously, was that I answered the phone just at the very instant that you had been ringing as long as they were going to let you ring.
Yeah.
And so that occurs, obviously, sometimes I go to a line, and dead, nobody's there, and that's what's happened. You know, we just were on the cusp there. Anyway, I'm glad I made it back through.
Yeah, you got all my paranoia buttons running. I always get very nervous when I call you. I'm Brian. I hung up on you last week.
I see.
And I just figured, damn the torpedoes. I'll just do this and let the chips fall where they will. Everybody, I am the Area 51 caller. That's my statement, and let you or whatever tear it apart.
You claim you're the Area 51.
I am the man.
How do you account for the fact, Area 51 caller,
okay,
that part of the way through your spiel, the satellite went down?
I have no idea, and it scared the heebie-jeebies out of me that night.
I've called a number of times on your specialty line, and I'm doing different, kind of wacky characters, and that's all that one was supposed to be. And if the call had been completed, it would have been history by now. Has it occurred to you, as Barbara Martz Hubbard suggested, that perhaps, if you're really what you say you are, you created the reality of the rest of the situation and took down my satellite?
That scares the heebie-jeebies out of me because it means that what I was saying was somehow correct and it was fabrication kind of creating a reality.
Yeah, if that was the case, I humbly apologize to you because I love your show and the last thing I would ever want to do is knock it off the air.
Pull your ass. Mm-hmm.
So, what can I do to prove my claim here?
Is that really necessary?
Well, I guess you could give us a little of what you gave us then so that we could hear it and know it to be you.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want me to do that, Lewis?
I'm positive.
No, please. I don't want you to ask me to do this. If I start doing
let's just take that little sample that you just gave us so that we don't alter some sort of hard little reality here at the end of the program, and we'll let the callers be the judge.
Okay.
Alright.
I thank you for this opportunity. This has just been driving me bananas for months, and I didn't know what you wanted me to do. I knew it was very difficult for me to prove to you. But I just thank you for your patience in dealing with me up to this time.
All right, it's quite all right. Thank you. Fritz,
what's up with that?
Is my right call.
Do you have any comments?
Yeah, on the comments on the fucking...
Here we go. Top comment
by Sterling Brown. 1:09. I'm Brian. I hung up on you last week. 3:32. This has just been driving me bananas for months. This guy is a fraud. I think the original caller was telling the truth. This second person is not the same guy. That's a top comment on YouTube. But let me say this. I have this theory that the government actually got hold of this guy, and then they forced him to call back. I have to say, this is a big story.
Yeah, that's a possibility, man.
Did you think about that?
This is another can of worms. Yeah, I did. You know who brought that up, too? Like, my buddy at work, he did. Because I told him about the frantic caller. And he said this almost the same shit, man, that somebody probably got a hold of these guys.
Because, you know, what has history taught us as far as, like, in the FBI world, you know, CIA world, or whatever, NSA, fuckers, they get up.
When things become declassified?
Yeah.
And it's like, don't, you know, when everything doesn't become declassified. No, because there's a certain amount of years where classified files have to be available to the public. I don't know how long.
Well, that Freedom of Information Act, I believe, you know, I stand corrected, but if, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, why people can see some declassified stuff, because of that act, right? The Freedom of Information Act was passed somewhat recently.
Yeah.
But who knows what's been omitted?
We just had some, like, fucking Roswell area shit declassified, didn't we?
About what? I mean, do you actually believe?
They got declassified?
Like, really good, keep it classified. Or, I mean, actually, do you believe in the whole Roswell?
Here it says right here.
No, you don't care.
I do believe in something happening, and I'll tell you why. And it has to do Western Tech, and I'll tell you why. But let me just say, right here it says...
You can say Western Tech, right?
Executive Order 13526 establishes the mechanisms of most declassifications within the laws passed by Congress. The originating... The originating agency assigns a declassification date by default 10 years. After 25 years, declassification review is automatic, with 9 narrow exceptions that allow information to continue to be classified. Oh, you see? Why? Why do they have to put that fucking clause in there that says, but if we don't want them to be, they're not going to be. That's basically...
Yeah.
What's the fucking point? What's the fucking point? Is it an illusion of freedom that they're feeding us?
Yes!
It's an illusion of freedom?
Yes, it is.
Bullshit. Is that any better than... Is that any better than being like communist or anything else? Like,
well, we haven't turned into a communist Soviet state for Russia, man.
Freedom.
For sure. That'll fucking kind of get it close to there.
Or North Korea. Something's gotta be done with that shit,
man. Those guys fucking...
Those poor people, man.
So brainwashed, huh?
Yeah.
And labor camps and all that stuff, man.
There's a new news article that came out that said, North Korea threatens to strike without warning.
Since it has been for the last, like...
Exactly. After months of warning... North Korea threatens to strike without warning.
Is that a rap? Is that a hook?
No.
Lyric? What are you guys playing? Was it a hook, game? No?
Whatever. Warning that it would not give any advance notice before attacking South Korea. Here's a quote. Our retaliatory action will start without any notice from now.
Mm-hmm.
End quote.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... Dude,
come on, man.
So between North Korea and fucking Boston, it's been pretty down.
Yeah, they can be diversions. Ultimately, they can be fucking diversions. And be like
taking to you, what?
To like focus your attention.
I don't
want to
know.
Focus your attention on just that, and then actually
what they're really
some
planning.
Fucking other shit behind your back. I mean,
but here's the fucking. $100,000
Look what happened.
Who is they?
Oh,
who
they.
Is they?
You're talking about they, the elite? The
when you say
few?
For what they are planning, who are they, dude?
That sucks, huh? They should come out with a fucking comic book called The They. No, They. The They.
Maybe that's the only reason no one...
Yeah, you know, they do that fucking shit. You shot that down. That's a lot of my own fuck up.
They.
Can we call them the elite? Anunnaki? It's like, hey, hello.
Are they really elite? I feel like when the fucking shit house goes down in flames, to put it like Jim Morrison,
mm-hmm.
when that happens, when the shit is the fan, dude, even the fucking wealthy people are gonna go down with us, dude. It's not about the wealthy, it's about the ultra wealthy, like, it's about the politicians, it's about old money, you know? See, then you're gonna go into that other world of the conspiracy nuts that either way they have their own, you know, they have their own little flock taken care of. There's always measures there for
instance. Remember that fucking crappy movie, 2012?
Yeah, that was fucking black. And there's like a secret society that has like a ship. Do you think something like that? Is that what you're saying?
No, the secret form of the government, huh? That has all these U.S. government or the whatever United Nations. And
the richest people.
No, they have like. Yeah, the richest people. Didn't they draw them up in like an.
They said.
In a lottery or something? Not a deep impact.
Yeah, and then to a certain degree, that could also be the island. But.
With fucking,
it turns out to be death. It's about the clones.
The island, right? With fucking what's his name? Trainspotting, right? Fucking what's his name? I keep forgetting his name. Fucking Ewan McGregor,
yeah. Yeah,
this is
Ewan McGregor, right? Yeah? I think so. Yeah. Steve Buscemi's in there. Yeah, man, love that guy.
Yeah.
But
that's a fucked up movie.
Have you seen it? The Island?
The Island, yeah, I remember seeing it. And it's. Yeah, you and the yeah.
What year did that come out in?
Oh man, back on topic. Where the
beer,
fuck did we go?
Let's drink another beer.
Drink another beer. I have my fucking beer halfway. Yes, sir. I am a lush right now.
Lush cracker.
Oh man, you gonna get this part out too? You getting up and getting a beer?
No.
Or did you stop already?
It's raw, bitch.
Oh, it's raw, bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You leave me talking here by myself, on the table, by myself, when you get a beer.
So, what do you say?
So, back to this whole thing, like,
yeah,
I guess we're going down with the rest of us, highly wealthy or whatever.
I think they will. Especially if it's like a nature thing that takes us down, as opposed to like...
Yeah, I have more say in the, you know, the matter.
But I think they'll go down with us. We go down as a species.
Okay, as far as like a financial global collapse, then I don't think they're gonna go down with us.
Oh no.
Obviously not. So
wow, that could happen too. That's a whole other scenario.
That's a whole other podcast, man.
It is.
Talking about conspiracies about the financial collapse.
Yep. And speaking on that note, I guess that's all another podcast to see what happens with this Boston thing. And just report back on it whenever it happens.
Yeah.
When are we going to do another show, man?
Try to get this on what? Weekly? Maybe? If possible? Work schedule goes in place?
I think weekly is good.
Weekly is pretty good.
Yeah.
Damn, dude,
I would like to get to the point where we do like twice a week. That would be badass.
Damn, dude, for those podcasters that fucking do that like every day, one of them being like on like Joe Rogan, he kind of does them like...
Almost. Mm-hmm. There's a while where he wasn't uploading.
Where he probably took a vacation somewhere, huh?
Or, yeah, he probably had to work. Because he's getting a new show. Did you hear about that?
Oh, that on the sci-fi show.
Yeah,
right?
Sci-fi, yeah.
What's wrong with Joe Rogan or some shit? Or why are you so spooked or some shit? I don't know
what the fuck. But yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, I heard about that today.
We'll do a fucking new podcast for you guys. And hopefully we'll have a name. But if we don't have a name, welcome to this series. The Great Unnameable Podcast.
There you go. See ya.
See you guys. Signing off.
Remember me, forget me, on the blood splattered altar of hip-hop. We needed alternate hip-hop, but the hit stops. We're not cool anymore, so the pen stops. The beat drops, all these lyrics in your head, and you can't forget what you promised to them. It's broken, you start to think that you have no skill. Producers don't make beats for MCs that don't feel born to kill.